Blog Talk Radio.
My.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Just because who we are. Morning time there, Brother Randy.
Top of the morning, my brother. Top
fellow
morning,
listeners.
Top of the morning. Yes, Lord. Worship you because of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brother Nutty, we gather here together on one occasion, on one accord, again, to lift his name up. Because we know his name,
yes,
we lift it up. We
draw all, man.
I can't see no other better way, no matter what we got going on, Brother Nutty. No matter what the job is, no matter what things we got to do this morning, it's starting our day off. No better way than serving our Lord and Savior, my brother. My. Songwriter say, we worship you because of who you are. Oh,
Yes.
Hey, Randy,
you said a mouthful because I'm right here at work, doing work, and I'm still on here trying to get my little bit this morning. I'm trying to get mine.
Yeah. You're trying to get your spiritual breakfast this morning.
Yes, sir.
I've been a witness to if you start your day off just right, with they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, Brother Nutty.
Oh, yeah.
If you start your day off right with good spiritual food, oh, the day just go much better for you, my brother. Oh, no
Trust
matter
me,
what you encounter throughout the course of a day, it don't bother you, it don't move you, it don't shake you when you start your day off with a word from the Lord. My.
Mm-hmm.
Today is gonna be a short day, Nutty. It's gonna be a short day. We're gonna get it in and get on out of here. But today, I want to stop over in Jeremiah and talk about the potter and the clay. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Jeremiah, what's that, Randy?
Jeremiah 18. I want to go down to the potter's house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah said the Lord came to him in a dream and told him, go down to the potter's house, Brother Nutty. And there, when he said, and when you get there, it's going to be a message waiting there for you. Oh, my God. My. Go down to the potter's house. And when you get there, it's going to be a message waiting there for you. Oh,
the potter house. They use that clay, don't they? They mold stuff out of clay, don't they? Ain't that what a potter is?
Oh, yeah, the song telling the man, God say, change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Oh, Brother Nutty, he said, creating me a new home. Change me. And that's just what the Lord is telling us over in Jeremiah 18, my brother. Oh, he's telling us, he's giving us the parable of a potter molding the clay. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To what he wanted to be. he give us the parable of the potter molding the clay to what he wanted to be. My. Don't you know the Lord can take a piece of junk like me and like you, Brother Nutty, and mold us.
Yes, sir.
What he want us to be and make us great for the kingdom of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He can take.
Hey, Aaron. He can take nothing and make something.
Oh,
nothing
me, Holy
and
Spirit.
Make something.
Yes. He can take nothing to make something, my brother. My. First and foremost, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, just thank you again for another day. Just thank you for being in the midst with us. Thank you for touching us, Father God. Thank you for getting us up, Lord, this morning. Thank you for getting us along our way this morning, Lord. Thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen, Father God, as we travel the highways and byways, as we go to the workplace, Lord, as we leave our sanctuaries. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for covering us this morning. Lord, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that your word never fall on deaf ears and never return void, but to do what it is set to do. I'm praying that you use me in the mighty way to speak the word of God boldly right now, to speak it, to let it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water right now, Lord. Lord, we're talking about the potter and the clay this morning, Lord. Lord, give us the desires of your heart this morning. Mold us to what it is you want us to be, Father God, because we come as completely humble servants this morning. Lord, asking that you use us right now in a mighty way. Lord, we just thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for being God and being God all by yourself. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, I just ask that you the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, brother. That he let us praise his holy name. My.
Yeah.
I'm over in Jeremiah 18. I won't be long. I'm going to be short and sweet. Jeremiah 18. Chapter 18, verse 1, in the New International Version of the Bible. The New International Version of the Bible. And it reads like this, my brother. Oh, let me get to it. It reads like this. It says, listen to what it reads like, brother. It says, this is the word that came to me, Jeremiah, from the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I just love that because I want to hear from the Lord sometimes, Brother Nutty. I want it to be clear to me when he's talking to me. Listen to what Jeremiah said, the prophet, Jeremiah. They call him, my mother-in-law always called me her Jeremiah, because I get so excited and tears flow. They call him the weeping prophet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, they call him the weeping prophet, Brother Nutty, because he cried a lot.
He weeping.
Help me, Holy Spirit. They call him the weeping prophet, Jeremiah. Jeremiah. I love. My mother-in-law always called me her Jeremiah. Oh, because I'd be so passionate when I get in the Word of God. The tears. Because
you
so
love
loud.
It. Them tears of joy.
I love it.
Tears of joy, Rand.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. So, over in Jeremiah, chapter 18, verse 1, it reads like this. It said, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Listen what the Lord told Jeremiah, brother. Now he said, go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. Oh, Jeremiah was being submissive to the Lord. He's doing what the Lord, he just wanted to do what the Lord told him to do, brother Nutty. So I went down to the potter's house, Jeremiah said. And I saw him working at the wheel, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was mirrored in his hand. Oh, he was molding it, Brother Nutty. Get the vision of the potter sitting there molding the clay. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best for him, Brother Nutty. Oh, my God. See, I'm going to pause right there. I'm going to put my finger right there because he giving us the illusion of the potter sitting there molding the clay right there, buddy. Oh, taking one pot and making it into what he wanted to be. My God.
Yeah.
He's molding it to what seemed best fit for him, for what he wanted to be, what he wanted to make out of it. Oh, help me. It says, listen what it says. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, can I not do with you, Israel, as the potter does? Oh, can I not do to you, the people of Israel, Brother Nutty, Brother Wayne,
mm-hmm.
Brother Randy, can I not do to you what the potter does to the clay? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can
hey,
I
Moses,
not do to you
hey.
What the potter does to the clay, Brother Nutty? Can I not form you into what I need you and want you to be? Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, listen to what it read like, brother. Now I'm getting excited. Now I'm sorry, my brother. I'm getting real excited. He said, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does? Declares the Lord. He said, look, clay in the hand of the potter. Listen to what he said, brother. Look, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. Like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hands, Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, he telling you he want to mold you. He want to make you like he is.
My,
yes, sir.
My. Listen to what it read like, brother. Now, if at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warn repents of its evils, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. My.
Well,
listen to what it read like. He said, listen to what he's saying right here, man. He said, if at any time
mm-hmm.
I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed,
mm-hmm.
the Lord, if any time I announce this, listen to what he said. He said, if that nation I warn repents of its evil, oh,
mm-hmm.
help me, Holy Spirit. If that nation repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
What you said right there, Randy, I hear you say it, I hear Eric say it, I hear a lot of pastors say you need to repent. So when you repent, you giving yourself back to him. You telling him you want to be clean. You want to cleanse.
Yes.
So you know,
yes.
you don't displease him with what you did, but you want to repent from displeasing him. You want his forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay, I'm with
yes.
you, Randy. I'm with you.
Nah. Listen to what it reads like in verse 9. It says, and if any other time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will
mm-hmm.
reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. My God. So listen what it reads like, Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, I say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Listen to what he says. This is what the Lord says. I am preparing a disaster, Brother Nutty, for you and reversing
mm-hmm.
a plan against you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So turn from your evil ways, Brother Nutty, each of one
mm-hmm.
of you, and reform your ways and your actions. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of things going on around us, Brother Nutty, because he's just so displeased with the land right now. He just so
hey,
displeased.
Hey, Ren, let me read that from King James. My Bible reads a little
on,
bit
brother.
Different. It says, now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus said the Lord, behold,
yeah.
I frame evil against you and a
oh,
diverse a device against you. And hold on a minute. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil ways, and make your way to your doing good. He telling them they need to refrain from the evil and start back
oh,
doing
yeah.
good. Cause he mad.
That's
he
that,
mad. He's gonna destroy
again,
some stuff. And vengeance
yeah,
is the Lord. He let them know.
Yeah, that's that repentance again. You need to do. You gotta turn. You gotta repent. You gotta turn away from it. My God.
He said he can destroy it when he get ready.
Yeah.
He can
Lord.
Fix it when he get
yeah.
ready. That, he telling you that right there.
But even that, but listen to what he did even after he told him all this, Brother Nutty. Listen how I go. He said, I am preparing a disaster for you in diversing a plan against you. Listen, he said, so turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. Oh, but look what they did. But they will rely. But they will rely. It's no use. How is it no use? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It said, we will continue with our own plan. Oh, the people was telling them about Jerusalem, Brother Nutty.
Mm-hmm.
They want to continue with their own plan. We will
rebel.
We will all follow the stubbornness of our evil hearts. Oh, there's so many people like that around us, Brother Nutty. Oh, it just, when the prophet Jeremiah is the Lord speaking this to the prophet, Brother Ed. I mean, Brother Nutty and the prophet is speaking it to us. He is really what's going on right now today. But they will reply. Mm-hmm. It is no use. A lot of people say it ain't no use to us going to church. It ain't no use to us reading the word of God. It ain't no use to that stuff, man. It ain't this and ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen to what it read like. We will continue with our own plan. See, they think they got it all figured out. They've been trying to take away all their life, Brother Nutty, but it ain't worked out for them yet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They think they got it all figured out. We want to do it this way. Oh, we want to do it that way. We want to do it like this. Listen what it say. Listen what it say. We will continue with our own plans. We will all follow the stubbornness of our evil hearts. Therefore, this is what the Lord says, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Inquire amongst the nations. Who has ever heard anything like this? A most horrible thing has been done by birds in Israel. Does the snow of Lebanon ever vanish from its rocky slopes? Does its cool water from distant sources ever stop flowing? Yet my people have forgotten. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Hey, Randy, one more time, because mine read a little bit different. And one more time,
on,
verse 14. It say, will a man lead a snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall a cold flow in water that comes from another place be forsaken? Hey, Randy, he asked but you know when he said, "Will a man?" He said, "You know, if you're in a carnal mind, you will. But if you're in a spiritual mind, you won't." Oh, come on, man, come on, talk to me.
My God, oh yes. Listen to what it says. Yet my people have forgotten me. They burnt incense to worthless idols, Brother Nutty, which made them stumble in their ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the incense path, ascent path. It says, they made them walk in byways, on roads not built up, Brother Nutty. Their land will be an object of horror and of lasting scorn. All who pass by will be appalled and will shake their heads. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Like a wind from the east, I will scatter them before their enemies. I will show them my back and not my face, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he turned
his
back on
them.
So they not,
and not my face.
I know you not.
Oh, in the day of their disaster, Brother Nutty, he going to show them his back and not his face. Because I always see in the day of disaster, in the last days, it's going to be a lot of people, that ain't follow God and ain't follow Jesus Christ. That's going to be calling upon his name, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to be calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, it says, they say, come, let's make plans against Jeremiah. Teaching of the law by the priests will not cease, nor will counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So come, let's attack him, they said, with our tongues, and pay no attention to anything he says. Oh, they didn't want to listen to Jeremiah, Brother Nutty. They didn't want to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jeremiah say, oh, Lord, they don't want to listen to me. Oh, Lord, they're not listening to me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jeremiah said, they're not listening to me, oh, God. They not listening to me. Listen what it says. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, Lord. Hear what my accusers are saying, Jeremiah said. Should good be repaid with evil? Yet they have dug a pit for me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Remember that I stood before you and spoke in their behalf to turn your wrath away from them. See, Jeremiah was coming. He was interceding to the throne for him, Brother Nutty. He was praying for the people around him. He was praying for the people of Jerusalem to turn from their wicked ways. And he was coming to God on their behalf, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what he said. Remember, I stood before you and spoke in on their behalf to turn your race away from them. So give their children over to famine. Hand them over to the powers of the sword. Let their wives be made childless and widows. Let their men be put to death. Their young men slain by the sword in battle. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jeremiah, he said, let it go now. Just let it go. They won't listen to me. Oh, it says, let a cry be heard from their house when you suddenly bring invaders against them. For they have dug a pit to capture me and have hidden snares from my feet. But you, Lord, knows all their plots to kill me. Do not forgive the crimes or blur out their sins from your sight. Let them be overthrown before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger.
Let me read 23. It say, yet Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me.
Yes.
Forgive not their iniquity, neither they blot their sins from their sight. But let them be overthrown before thee. Deal with us, with them in the time of thy anger. He tells me, he said, deal with them with the time. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
They turned. God said he's gonna turn it back to them because they didn't follow the word that he told Jeremiah to give them.
My.
He don't know them. You know, they say when you go up there and you didn't do them good deeds and do what he told you, he said, I know you not. And he tells him, he turned his back on him. I don't know you. You're not a child of mine. Oh, man.
My God.
And ran.
My God.
But, you know, he can take something, nothing, and make something.
Yes.
Really can. And it just with a little faith, it'll grow. It'll grow.
My God.
That clay was clay, was basically what we call mud around here, and put it on that little wheel, and he just kept spinning it and doing this and shaping it and molding it, came what he wanted. But when it didn't come what he wanted, what did he do? Destroyed it.
Destroyed it. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yes. My God.
Yes, sir.
May God be in the
place. Yes, sir. Hold on. We got a hand up. Two, 5, 6, 54, 55, your mic open.
Yes, I'm listening. I was just trying to catch up with his chapter he's talking on. What chapter are you on?
Jeremiah 18.
18, okay.
May I ask who's speaking? Sound like the
Miss Lady
the other day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, that's Auntie. Where's Debo at this morning?
Huh?
Where's Debo at this morning?
I don't know. Let me text him and ask him, where is he? I thought for sure he was here, but then I started listening. Y'all was talking, and I was listening.
Yes,
ma'am. You got anything you need to want to say? Or you just wanted to know what chapter you was in?
Yeah, I'm going to listen a little while longer. I want to catch on. I understand Jeremiah's dilemma, though. I understand his dilemma. This happens to us today.
Yeah.
You try to do what God say do, and people turn their back on you.
Let me recap that, it for you, Mama. We were talking a little bit about the potter and the potter house and the clay. How
all right.
You know, the Lord came to Jeremiah, you know, told Jeremiah to go down to the potter house. And I just see a vision of the potter sitting there forming this clay, Mama. You know, he's forming the clay. And he mm-hmm. take one pot and he turned it into what he wanted to be, Mama. He formed it to what he wanted to be. And the Lord say, listen, just like the clay is in the potter, and so are you in my hands. I can take you and form you into what I want you to be. Oh, help me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He can take you and form you. And then, you know, Jeremiah say, you know, well, Lord, you know what I'm saying? Jeremiah come back and say, well, Lord, you know, you have me telling all the people of Jerusalem and the people of Israel all these things, and I'm coming to you on their behalf, and I'm standing in the gap for you. I'm praying for them, and I'm interceding for them on behalf of you, but they plotting against me, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They plotting
uh-huh.
against me. Oh, they plotting
come on
against
now.
They dig in my they want to put me in the pit and they want to kill me and they plotting against me. Oh Lord, what should I do? They don't want to listen to me, Lord. They don't want to listen.
Come on now.
My.
And you
my.
Know the same thing Jeremiah went through, same thing
yeah.
that we went through. You know,
yeah.
God want to mold us and make us to be what he want us to be so that he can use us. But
that's
when
it.
You start telling people about thus say the Lord, when you start living the right life,
yes.
you get all kind of obstacles in your way. The friends that you used to have, you don't have them no more. They
ooh.
Wonder, who are you? What happened to you? And you say, I'm
oh,
not.
Yeah.
I'm a child of God. They don't want no part of you no more. But you know what? And it's not easy. You just have to stand. You have to do what God say do. If man don't like it, the Lord, I'm in your will, and I'm going to do what you have me to do. But it does. It get hard on you sometimes. Sometimes you just have to fall on your knees and cry because man will do you so bad. Because
oh,
I've been called everything. I've been called a sanctified, you know what, and everything else. But you know what? I said, Lord, I thank you. That let you know that you're doing what God say do.
Yeah. You keep on praying.
When people fight you that hard, they ain't fighting you. That's the devil fighting the spirit that's in you. And that's what was going on with Jeremiah. Jeremiah, Lord, I'm doing what you want me to do. Because God had molded him. He had made him. He said, I knew you from your mother's womb. And made him at his set time. He sent him out to preach his word and make intercession for his people. Even today, you talk to some people and they talk so bad, you find yourself in your mind making intercession for them, asking God to bless them and change their ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Brother, your mic, Brother, your mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you I was going to text him.
Oh, they're going to be both right there. They're going to be both.
Yeah, D-Boy here. D-Boy, I got background noise, but D-Boy here. I'll be waiting. How's it going?
Morning time. Yeah, we're talking about with Jeremiah. God's going to mold. He can mold everybody different. Two people. People don't understand that either. Yeah, he going to.
That's right.
When they say, everybody got a purpose. He going to mold everybody differently. It may take a little while longer to get the form Brandon than it would Debo, ain't it? It may take a long time to form me. It may not take but a few days to form Debo, but, you know, he going to work at his own pace. He know what he got. He got a plan for everybody. And people just
got
to understand.
He got a plan for everybody. That's right.
People got it. Yep. Yep, people just got to understand.
Well, you got to. People just got to want to step into his plan. A lot of people don't want to step into the plan. When God calling, you even hear a lot of preachers say, I ran for so many years. And when you hear stuff like that, the only thing you can think, well, is a good thing God loves you so much.
Hey, Randy, she in my mind. She over here taking my notes, Randy, because I was just finna say that, you know, even though you get into it,
Yeah.
You got to keep working at it because it's hard work trying to stay.
Yeah.
Trying to stay with you dealing with this world and stuff. So you gotta stay with it. You know, we fall short on a daily basis, but you know, you always fall back to the Bible and to His Word. It get hard sometimes. It get rough. Believe me.
Yeah, it get hard.
You can't give up on it though. You just can't throw in the towel. Cause, I mean, if God throws in the towel on you, you know, you probably wouldn't be here today to even be listening to us. You know, people don't. You gotta think about it. You know, it's just like you going for a job. You know you can do the job, but they put a test in front of you. You can't do the test, but you can do the job. Go back and study.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and take the test.
Go
keep
back,
trying it.
Go back and study. You're right.
Hey.
But the thing that the job system is not getting, I don't care if you just came out of college, did your intern, and know that job back and forth. When you get the job, you still got to be taught their way.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They still
a training process.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to open the lines up to anyone else. Like I said, it's going to be a little short show today. Anyone else want to speak? Now's the time. We just had a little short show today. We just want to get that Jeremiah out and let you know that God can mold anything, anybody out of. He can just mold you. He can do anything. All things possible with God.
Yes.
Anyone else want to say anything? Man,
you know, bro, nothing. I got a little background noise. Y'all let me know if it gets too loud. But you know, I told you guys yesterday, no matter what the subject is, no matter what verse you're in or what book you're in, it should be something said by the speaker that should stick with you.
Oh,
yeah. Because you love the Lord. And
when
I'm listening to him talk about Jeremiah, you know, one thing I think the main thing that always stuck with Bro D, with Devo, with Jeremiah is that I knew you before you was ever conceived. And listen to the word of that. He said, I knew you before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb.
Right.
In other words, what he's telling me is that before your mother even thought about you, I already knew you.
I already knew.
If a man can be that powerful, that should make me want to serve. That should make me want to get in and find out more about this man. He said,
I knew
you before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb. I already knew you.
You already knew him.
I already knew you. Ain't that something? It should be something that should stick in your craw. I already knew you.
It goes back to that set time, Debo. God have a set time. He already had Jeremiah's seed prepared.
Prepared.
So he had a set time.
Already prepared.
He had a set time for Jeremiah's birth.
What we have to understand is what the Bible has already told us. See, his ways and our ways is like East and West trying to meet.
It just
can't happen. His thoughts are so far from our thoughts.
That's right.
We don't
know
his ways, but he knows our thoughts.
All right.
We know them before we think them. He already
before
knows
you think
our
them.
Thoughts. Before
that's
you
right.
Know, already know them. So, good God Almighty.
I can tell you,
my brother, he's good. He's good. He's more than good. He's better than best.
Amen.
You done got the top car made. You done finally made it to the top. You got your Rolls Royce. But I stopped by and let my brothers know that he's better than best. You at your best. In the words of Bro Tim, it's the best decision you ever made. Try God. Try
Amen.
For
Amen.
Try one. The blood is running warm, brothers.
Yeah.
And he's an everlasting God. He ain't going nowhere. I don't care how many lives get rid of him.
Not.
He ain't going nowhere.
Tomorrow I change not. You know, I can fight on a job. My wife can decide to leave me. My kids can stop talking to me. But my God said, I change not.
That's right.
Right.
You ought to be glad. Ain't there something wrong? He's not changed.
Yeah.
I'm the same today as I was yesterday. Yeah, I changed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, my brother Randy got something he need to do. That's why we had a little short show today. If anybody else need prayer, want to just wave your hand or anything, just it's 9 to 10. Just hit the 1, bud. Because my brother he said he had something to do today. I appreciate everybody coming on. You know, 9 to 10. You want to just say thank you? Because I know he's been good to me.
Oh yes.
Randy, remember we need to pray for Brother Eric. You know, he'll be back Monday. Yes. Hopefully, pray for us. Yes. Just pray for the whole world. We just need to pray for the whole world. You know.
Amen. The whole world. So true.
Oh.
Yes.
Nobody will be saying we're going. Go ahead and pray us out.
I want to ask Mama if she could pray us out. Pray us out.
Yes. Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you, God, for being God and being God Almighty, being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, dear God, touching our body with a finger of love, enabling us to wake up being in a safe and sound mind. Father God, we thank you for this radio station and the brothers that is speaking on the radio, the message for today. Father God, we thank you for it because they could be doing something else, but they want to talk about you. Father God, we thank you for that today. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless the whole world, all nations, dear God. Bless us to come together, come to our senses, and be as one. Heavenly Father, for you made us, you made all people. God, you made us the colors that they were, but not to be so divided. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for the mind that we have to continue to praise and worship you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless Brother Eric. Father God, you know his situation. Heavenly Father, if his finances, bless it, dear God. Heavenly Father, if his illness in the family, bless it, dear God. Heavenly Father, whatsoever the need is, Father, Father, for your child to trust and believe in you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open up heaven doors for him. Heavenly Father, we know you're able, Father God. We trust and we believe you. Heavenly Father, for you said anything that we need or want. You said, ask of you in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, and you said you'll do it. And Father God, we're asking you this morning in the name of your son, Jesus, Heavenly Father, we believe that it's already done because we ask. Father God, and we thank you for being your children, dear God. Heavenly Father, touch us, dear God. Bless us the more, dear God. Anoint us the more. Heavenly Father, keep us all covered with your blood, with the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name, and we will forever love you, dear God. In the name of your son, Jesus, this prayer and all prayers I bring to you. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
I want to just take them back for a moment. Is it all right if I take you back to the church where Crab family used to go? Now, we didn't go to one of those that was real, real quiet. And I guess you could tell that, couldn't you? But we used to love what, you know, our salvation. We had a great time when we went to church. So give me that key. And this is kind of how we do it. We'd start off by singing a little something like this when we walk in. Well, can't nobody do me like Jesus can do me. Can't nobody do me like my Lord. Because he's my very best friend. Y'all okay? Because then we'd go something like this. Well, can't nobody
do me like you
know. Can't nobody touch.
Wonder working power in the blood.